Hi, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. This segment is the One Slide at a Time segment. In this series, I go through some of my most popular presentations and pull out one key slide and just focus on that one slide. That allows me to go into a deep dive. And you can follow the series and pick and choose what slides you want to hear more about, especially if you've attended one of my previous conference presentations or have taken one of my classes. So I'm excited to invite both new and repeat students of mine to enjoy this new series, One Slide at a Time. So today's session, we're going to talk about a technique and tool called Vista 5. Now, I didn't invent Vista 5. It was pre-existing. I was introduced to it. But having used it many times with agile teams, I've learned a couple of key rules and guidelines to really help it provide a technique and approach for building consensus, including all, being inclusive of all points of view. So let me walk you through a couple of things that I've applied and used in the Vista 5. Well, let's start with the basics. What is the Vista 5? It's just a technique that's very useful, especially in our virtual way of working right now. On any Zoom call, everyone on the team uses their hand as a voting mechanism. When you raise all five fingers, that means you're in full agreement. You fully support. As a matter of fact, it's almost a gesture that you're volunteering to help lead and champion whatever the topic or vote is related to. A four means you're equally as on board, but maybe you're not in a position or comfortable feeling like you can lead or champion it. A three means you're in support. And by being in support, I mean fully in support, not just sitting on the fence and, you know, if something goes wrong, be the first to say, I told you so, or be a naysayer. So a three means you're there to completely support the decision and stand behind very closely with the fours and fives. Now, when you get to a two, and a two or a one or a fist, they're not bad. Don't look at those as bad things. I often call out, I'm glad to see some twos and ones. A two and a one, that, as well as a fist, is an invitation for further discussion or conversation. A two means I have one or two concerns that either I want to express or I need a little bit more information about. Just a little, not a lot. But a one means I definitely need to vet my concerns, and that is likely significant enough that it's going to generate more conversation. So if that fist of five is at the end of the meeting, that likely means this is going to continue into a follow-up meeting to address the concerns of anyone who has one. If during your meeting you've provided time to take that first vote and you all had time to discuss those concerns with ones and twos, you still have an opportunity for a revote. There can be multiple revotes. And then lastly, let me talk about the fist. When you just put up a fist, that means you do not agree. We should not move forward until you've had the opportunity to express your concerns. And with those concerns, the one caveat I would say is that you should have some alternate suggestions. It's not just a way that you can throw up a fist and stop everything in its tracks, but not have anything constructive to offer or not have a justification for your concerns. I've seen very productive sessions where people put up a one or even a fist, and when asked, they had very valid points, maybe something that the team forgot or it slipped their mind. And therefore, that new information, when we revote, actually brought some of the fours and fives to lower the number of fingers they had up, because now they had some new information that changed their perspective. The great thing about the Fist of Five, especially as it applies to agile teams, you can use it at every ceremony. At the end of daily stand-up, you could do a Fist of Five to see if everybody feels like we're going in the right direction to meet our end goals for the sprint. At planning, you offer a vote so that everyone can say whether they're confident in the plan. So it's a confident vote. In refinement, you can use a Fist of Five to see if everyone agrees with the sizing and estimates that the team has come up with. In the retrospective, you can use it to vote on what's the most important issue that we need to address. And or if you come up with a solution for your issue, if everyone's in agreement with the proposed solution. So Fist of Five is very versatile. The other thing that is very important, and not a lot of people recognize why this simple tool is so powerful, is because it allows people to individually vote. Sometimes when you just ask a group, and I see this all the time on Zoom calls, as an agile coach, I observe a lot of the dynamics, and I'll see a topic for discussion, and the facilitator says, "Are we all in agreement?" And we're using Zoom, so we might see a couple of head nods. And the next thing I know, the facilitator takes it as, okay, nobody said they weren't in agreement. We must all be in agreement. Meeting adjourned. My concern about that, first of all, I've seen that done so many times, and half the people don't even have their cameras on. So we didn't see a head nod. We didn't see any other acknowledgement. One thing about the Fist of Five, if some people aren't on camera, we could at least use the chat window to put in the vote. And that's one of the things that's a part of the Fist of Five, that there's often a three count and everyone votes at the same time. That way, no one is influencing anyone. This is truly your own individual opinion. So, for example, we'd say on the count of three, everyone either put your hand up to the camera so we can see your fingers, and or put or indicate your vote in the chat window. So one, two, three, all at the same time. The great thing about this is, again, it keeps people from being influenced or for people to say, oh, I just did it because someone else did it. It really presses everyone to individually express themselves. This has been really valuable when I've been working with facilitators or scrum masters, Kanban leads that say, I've got a really quiet team. Nobody wants to talk, or only certain people talk, or someone that's very extroverted dominates the conversation. I'm not sure if, let's say, for example, the shy people or the introverts on my team have something to say. They never speak up. Well, it's so easy, and that's why the slide that I'm showing that goes along with this one slide at a time talk, I labeled it talking with your hands. Put your vote out there. And by putting that vote out there, if you do have something to say, if I see a two or one, then as a facilitator, I'm going to stop and acknowledge and make sure you have the floor, make sure you have the mic. That's something that's very important and helping to accommodate people that might be shy or hesitant or introverts. They don't like competing for the the opportunity to speak. They don't like speaking over people. They don't like jockeying for airtime, so to speak. Whereas extroverts don't mind. They'll jump in or find a way or make sure that, you know, that their voice is heard. Facilitators have to make sure to give introverts an avenue also to weigh in. Their voice, their input is just as important. And it shouldn't have to feel like they have to fight to be heard. The Fist of Five accommodates that. So, as simple as it may seem, the Fist of Five, it's something that without a lot of introduction or prior knowledge, you can introduce it to a team and then empower the team that anytime they want to call for a Fist of Five, one of the things that's great about Fist of Five, maybe a discussion has been going on for a while and someone wants to just see where we stand, how many people are pro or con, and that right there can help determine should the discussion continue or are we all on the same page? So allow any team member at any time to say, hey, now that we've been talking about this for a while, can we do a Fist of Five? And that's the invitation for everyone to weigh in and to see if there's further discussion. And remember, when you're doing and building consensus, the end goal is not that everybody puts up a five. You're not trying to convert the fist or one or the twos to a five. As long as everybody's between the 3 to 5 range, that means that the team and the team members who voted that way are willing to align and fully support the approach. It doesn't have to be that everybody is giddy and overjoyed with the solution, but as long as they're in an agreement that that solution is a viable solution, a healthy solution that's going to address the matter at hand. The facilitator just has to make sure the wording of how the vote is put forth is in a way that everybody is focused on the outcome, the intent, and not voting on whether they like something or don't like something. And being a team is not always about I, it's about what's best for us as a whole. So, I hope you enjoyed today's one slide at a time topic. If you've used Fist of Five, please leave me some comments in the comment section. Also, you'll see in the description a quick recap of some of the key points. And please encourage your friends to also tune in to our podcast and or sign up for our newsletter. You can also subscribe and follow our YouTube channel or visit technologyexpresso.consulting to sign up for a free 30-minute one-on-one coaching session. Again, I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with Technology Expresso Consulting, Coaching, and Partners. Thank you. Stay tuned for our next series.